KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Mostly clear skies and 29 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers later in the afternoon and a high around 65 with winds southeast at 10 miles per hour. In the news, and an update to our reports yesterday, Council Bluffs police say that two juveniles who ran away Monday night from Children's Square USA had returned to the facility unharmed. The 10-year-old male and 13-year-old female ran away from Children's Square USA a little before 9 p.m. on Monday. Police in Red Oak report two people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday. At around 9:35 p.m., officers responded to a possible domestic disturbance in the 1600 block of East Summit Street. Upon further investigation, 54-year-old Barbara Darlene Wilson of Red Oak was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault first offense. Wilson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in handling that arrest. And 29-year-old Dylan James Humbright of Red Oak was arrested on an OWI second offense charge Tuesday after Red Oak police investigated an accident in 1000 block of Senate Avenue. Authorities say a 2000 Chevy garbage truck owned by Batten Sanitation and driven by 58-year-old Curtis Clark of Stanton was eastbound and making a stop when a 2003 Chevy Silverado driven by Humbright backed into the front of the garbage truck. Police say Humbright left the scene of the accident and was immediately located at the BP gas station at 1715 Broadway in Red Oak. There were no injuries reported. Humbright was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. A traffic stop Tuesday morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 61-year-old Dale Ellsworth Burns of Red Oak. Burns was taken into custody for driving while license suspended times three. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a little more than $491 bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Tuesday had reported 389 new COVID-19 positive tests, but there were no additional deaths. The health department says 395,738 total positive tests have been reported and 5,959 total deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. Iowa reported 2.39 million COVID-19 vaccine doses had been administered as of yesterday, and 1.1 million total vaccine series had been completed. The state's 14-day positivity rate was 4%, the 7-day rate 4.2%. Both were unchanged from on Monday. Hospitalizations across the state jumped from 181 on Monday to 195 on Tuesday. Iowa DPH reports also there are 48 patients in an ICU, three more than on Monday. 34 patients with symptoms of the virus were admitted to hospitals, which is an increase of four. And 23 patients were on ventilators. That's three more than last reported. In RMCC Region 4, those hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, the numbers are lower than on Monday. There are 13 COVID patients hospitalized. Six remain in an ICU. No new admissions of people with symptoms of the virus were reported on Tuesday, and one person remained on a ventilator. Of Iowa's long-term care facilities reporting a COVID-19 outbreak, the Urbandale Care Center is back on the IDPH radar with 19 additional positive cases and 17 recoveries. The state reports 2,320 care facility deaths since the pandemic began, and that's unchanged from Monday. In other news, negotiations continue at the State House to try and end a stalemate between the Senate and House Republicans over taxes. A proposed cut in property taxes, along with an acceleration of income taxes, are priorities for the Senate GOP. But Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitaker said there are a lot of other decisions to make as well.
The House has passed a lot of different bills. We've passed a lot of different bills. And we need to just get on the same page and figure out what those joint priorities are, what we can pass to move the state forward and end with a successful session.
Speaker Pat Grassley, the top Republican in the House, said there are state budget issues to resolve as well.
You know, we're having conversations with the Senate to try to figure out where the middle ground is on everything, whether it's budget policy, tax policy, and other pieces of just policy in general that are out there.
Republicans hold a majority of the seats in the House and Senate and therefore control the debate agenda. Democrats in the legislature continue to criticize Republicans for failing to use the state's budget surplus to provide pandemic relief to small businesses and individuals. Jennifer Converse, the second-ranking Democrat in the Iowa House, said back in January, Republicans promised to address a lack of child care in Iowa.
In fact, all we've got is another task force that's been announced to address child care. Well, that's great. but the situation we have isn't that we don't understand where the problems are. The situation is we haven't done anything to fix the problem.
The Republican-led House has passed a series of tax credits designed to boost the number of child care slots in Iowa, but those have stalled in the Senate. The Senate's Republican leader said those proposals could be added to the final compromise on tax policy. And Sam Clovis, a former Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, is suing a Sioux City hospital and its affiliate for alleged medical malpractice. The Iowa Capital Dispatch says the 71-year-old Clovis is suing Unity Point Health and St. Luke's Regional Medical Center of Sioux City, along with the Regency Square Center and Family Health Care of Siouxland. The lawsuit also names four doctors as defendants. The lawsuit says the defendants were responsible for Clovis's medical care for 3 months up to June of 2019, when he awakened to discover that he was a paraplegic. Clovis, who is from Hinton, claims the defendants missed multiple opportunities to diagnose and intervene with regard to a thoracic spinal cord abscess that has resulted in permanent spinal cord damage. Clovis, according to the lawsuit, is now wheelchair-bound as a paraplegic requiring significant round-the-clock care. He's suing the defendants for negligence and is seeking unspecified damages for medical expenses, loss of function of the mind and body, physical pain and mental anguish, and lost earning capacity. The Hinton resident served in 2016 as one of the national co-chairs of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and later became a senior White House advisor to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.